Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is a herbal anti-inflammatory called Boswellia. This plant is native to the Middle East and is actually a resin rather than a root or leaf. This is also called frankincense, one of the three precious gifts given to Jesus Christ at his birth by the Magi. Actually, a number of species, one of them has been used for centuries by Ayurveda, the ancient Indian tradition of medicine, as a remedy for arthritis. And this is where its more recent Western use is focused. You can even find it these days in the health food stores in the bulk section, looking a little like candied ginger. But don't use that internally, as it's being sold as incense in that form, and can easily be irritating to the stomach if eaten as a crude resin. On the other hand, in these same health food stores, you can find Boswellia encapsulated for oral use to decrease the symptoms of arthritis, much like an herbal ibuprofen. If taken instead of ibuprofen, realize it takes several days to begin to work against your pain, unlike the over-the-counter drug, which has its effect after the first dose. Realize also that different brands have different quality control of their product, so get a trusted referral as to a brand of Boswellia that will be potent. Interestingly, although ibuprofen can be had without a prescription, it is actually not recommended to be taken for longer than 10 days, as it can actually cause deterioration of the joints. Luckily, Boswellia has been shown in studies to be effective for alleviating the pain of arthritis. There's evidence that Boswellia can also be useful for inflammatory bowel disease and brain cancer. It is often combined with turmeric in medicinal formulas. Homeopathically, that is, when used in ultra dilutions, there seems to be a theme of saying farewell, sometimes in the ultimate farewell of death, among other issues. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagley with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.